Good evening. And how are you? It's kind of smoky in here. Oh. Anyway, when we listen to the ritual, you know, it always gives priests, like I was telling Joseph, our seminarian, on the way in, I says, you know, we're always taught that we say the black and we do the red. You know, because it tells the priest what to do in the red, and the black is what we say. And so what it says to tell the priest tonight what to say, it says, after the gospel, the priest is to preach on three things. So it even tells us what we're called to preach on: the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, and the institution of love, which is the mandate when he talks about do as I have done. And so that's what we got to do. But I want to put it in the context of the first line of the gospel. Jesus always loved his own in the world, and he would love them to the end. Jesus always loved his own in the world, and he would love them to the end. That this is the way that God proves his love for us. Huh? That first of all, he feeds us with his own precious body and blood. Again, my favorite symbol of the Eucharist, which we've talked about many times, is the symbol of the pelican here, right? The pelican underneath the cross, above the tabernacle, is when she has nothing left to feed her children, she pulls out her own flesh and she feeds them and she dies. So much does she love. Well, that's what Jesus does for us in the Eucharist. He gives us his flesh and he dies to make sure that we live. He always puts us first. He loves us and he loves us to the end by giving everything for us. The second thing is when he does the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, this is again the way that Jesus loves us. Because a priest, by definition, and this isn't, you know, some theology to make us different, a priest, by definition, is another Christ. Huh? When you go to confession, you don't just meet the priest there, you meet Jesus there. And so the way Jesus loves us to the end, not just till he died, but this loving us to the end is to the end of time, right? Because the Eucharist, he feeds us every day. Through the priest, he forgives us our sins. Through the priest, he continues feeding us with the Eucharist. Through the priest, he continues to talk to us. That the way Christ loves us to the end is he gives us the priesthood. And what happens sometimes is people think again and again, well, priests are just like anybody else. Well, we are in our sinfulness. But by definition, a priest is in an altogether different plane spiritually. Not in a better plane, but a plane that when a priest is ordained, there's an ontological change inside of him. That means his being is changed, and he becomes one with Christ in such a way that when he is at the Mass and when we say Mass, who's saying Mass? Jesus. So that's a humongous thing. And that's why we need more vocations. And on this day, on the day we celebrate the institution of the priesthood, we need to make sure that we continue to pray for more priests. Because this is the way that Jesus stays present to us, not just in the Eucharist, but through the priesthood. And so he loves us to the end, but then he shows us even more he loves us to the end by the Protestants called today what, do you know? Maundy Thursday, right? You ever hear that before? And the reason, it comes from the word mandate, that this is the night where Christ gives us the mandate. Now, of course, with Protestants, they don't have the Eucharist and they don't have the priesthood, so they got to celebrate the third one. This is where he commands us at the Last Supper, he commands us to love one another. But here in tonight's gospel, he commands us to serve one another. And Pope Francis, most especially, has made this more real, because again, in the older theology, it was just men, it was just about the priesthood, and we serve the priesthood. And then he comes and goes, nope, we need to serve everybody. And today he proved it again by going to a prison in Rome and washing three women's feet, a Muslim who's becoming a Catholic, and all these various people. Two of the people are in prison for life. And he went and showed, this is what Christ came to love all of us and love us to the end. And when you and I are serving people, who do we become? Jesus. We enflesh Jesus in our life in such a way that when you and I serve people, that we serve Christ and we are Christ reaching out to them. And so the call of this day is a call on how to live, right? Because the very last words Jesus says to us in the gospel, we start off in the beginning when he says he loved us, he always loved his own world, and he would love us to the end. And now he says, do you know what I just did for you? I just did this to give you an example. As I have done, I who am your master and Lord, so you must do. So that everybody here, he's telling us how to live, how to continue his presence in the world, how to bring the presence of Jesus to those who don't know him. This isn't just a feast for us. It's a feast that we invite people to so that they can come to know the love of God, the God who left heaven, became a man, fed us with his own precious body and blood, died on the cross to save the whole world, not just us, and continues to serve. He always takes the lowest spot to teach us this is how we are to live. Sometimes I do it well, sometimes I don't do it so well. Sometimes you do it real well, and sometimes you don't do it so well. We need Jesus to be in us. We need to get out of the way, and we need Jesus to serve others in and through us. So today, it's all about love, how Jesus loved us, and he loved us to the end, and he still does to the end of time, and how he wants us to be that love in the world. So let's go and let's do it. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now